So there is a soapie that, if I have to tell you about the soapie, you obviously have been living under that proverbial rock. However, for those of you who haven't heard about it, it's huge on SABC One. It's called Uzalo, and I'm sitting opposite a woman who I've got to know outside of the soapie, luckily enough for me. A different human being she is when she's not in yoga clothes. But she's no stranger to radio, to South African audiences, and no stranger to you. And today, I welcome her to Kerry's Couch, Nyaleng Thibedi. Good morning.
Hi, Kerry.
Oh, thank you so much. I know that you guys are in the middle of shooting and you literally have run off set to come and do this and you're running back to set. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So let's just have a quick who is Nyaleng? Because believe it or not, there are some people who don't watch Uzalo. Okay, some of my white friends, I think,
I know.
perhaps.
They're not our LSM.
You know what I'm saying? So for the very few that are listening that don't know Nyaleng, if you can, in the shortest amount of time possible, tell me who is Nyaleng, where is she from, what has she done to get to where she is?
Jeez. I was born on this day, 4th of September.
No, wait, stop.
In Soweto.
No, wait, stop. Are we recording this on your birthday?
Yes.
Sherbet. Nyaleng, happy birthday, my
Thank
darling.
You.
Okay, we're going to have the longest hug after this. Not even an uncomfortable one, like a really comfortable hug. Okay, so for this, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, so I was born in Soweto. I went to school in Limpopo. So my mom sort of wanted to shield me from, the setup in Soweto. I doubt Kerry has been to Soweto.
Kerry has actually. Kerry went to Uncle Tom's Hall, even.
Okay, all right now.
Yes, Kerry does know
I was born in Shawela Clinic, but I grew up in Rockville. And so I went to school in Limpopo. I went to a very nice school. It was a missionary school, Anglican school. And I think that was the beginning of like my journey because it was a private school and
mixed race. Was it?
Was
Was
it what?
it a mixed race private school? Was it
Yes.
open to everyone?
Yes, it was a private school and it was open to everyone. But the unique thing about the school is all my teachers were from America and England and
Okay.
So I got to sort of dream and go into that world from a young age. And one of my science teacher, I had a high aptitude, so my favorite subject were mathematics and science. And so my science teacher was an engineer.
Wow.
So I decided when I was 14 that I wanted to be an engineer.
What kind of an engineer?
Chemical.
Chemical.
Yeah. So then
You're kidding me.
I went to UCT and I studied chemical engineering.
No.
Yeah. And then I enjoyed it so much, but when I started working, it was just such a different world. And I thought, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So, pause. How old are you at this point when you've now done chem
I don't
eng?
discuss my age.
Oh, we don't discuss
Yes.
age. Okay.
I will tell you why later.
Okay, I was
but
about
I
to
probably
say.
won't tell you, but I don't discuss my age.
Okay, so look, let's just pause there for a second. So, even if you're dating or if you're going for work, anything, that's it. It's off the table. We
Well,
don't
it's
talk age.
easy for work because in acting, you share your acting age because you may be 24 but look 50, and so you will
So you do
act a
your
middle.
acting age.
Well, in America, they teach you to do your
What is
acting
your
age.
acting age, Nelly?
Well, when I started Uzalo, Zeketelo was 23.
Okay.
Yeah, and the previous character I did before that was on Ashes to Ashes, and the Mpho was 24.
Okay, and Zegotelo, you've been
So,
5 years now?
no.
How long have you been with
I'm
Uzalo?
still very new. About a year and a half.
Okay, so Zegatello is now 24 on the show.
Something like
Okay,
that.
so then happy
24, 25.
24th.
Yeah.
Happy 24th.
Thank you.
Okay, so sorry, I'm like interrupting you now. So now you are, it doesn't matter what age, you're doing chemical engineering and you realize this is not your vibe, this is not the life you want.
You know what? The ironic thing is I enjoyed it when I was a student. And so I find myself working and I'm like, this is this really what I want to do with my life, like for the rest of my life? And of course, no.
And that moment, did that come to you in at work one day, or was it a
No, it
dream,
came
or
to
was
me
it?
when I was in my third year. I had a scholarship from a company called Mintec. So I would do internship and I was in this class one time, thermodynamics 301 or something like that. And
you know, as one does.
And I thought, no, man. You know, but then I had to finish what I started. You know, where I came from, yeah, there were no engineers. So I had so much responsibility. And also, I had promised my mom that I would become something. So I had to finish what I started.
Okay, so you got your degree.
So I got my degree.
And
I mean, so I thought to myself, I've done what I needed to do. So now I can do what I want to do.
Which is?
So then I started to, you know, when you soul search and you're like, what is it that I would do if I wasn't getting paid for it?
What a good question. What is it I would do for free?
I would be on stage. Acting.
And had you had any experience?
Or behind the camera. No. Well, I had, when we were kids, we used to go to a place called Funda Center. And I did acting. My sister did drama. And one of my cousins did dancing. So that's where I really found out that this is what I want to do. I was about 7.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
So 7-year-old Yaling was doing theater at the Funda Center.
In Soweto.
She was like fundering.
Yes.
And she goes on to become a chemical engineer who still wants to just be on the stage at Funda.
Yeah.
Except a little bit older now.
And on the stage in the world.
In the world, exactly.
Yeah.
So then how did that conversation go down with your mom?
You know, the nice thing is, first of all, I did what I had to do, what I needed to do. So then now I could go to them and say, okay, here, I've done you now. You know, I could bargain. So So I said, okay, you know, this is not something I really want to do. And my mom said, you know, that's what I thought.
No, you're joking.
I was alarmed when you said you wanted to be an engineer.
No, I've got goosebumps. Yeah. Your mom, the whole time, if you had just had that conversation.
The person that did not take it very well is my father.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was different with him. He was heartbroken. But I think what scared him the most is I then told him that if I'm going to be an actor, I want to learn from the best. So I want to leave the country. That was what scared my father. So, yeah, I packed my stuff and I went to New York.
What?
Yeah.
So chemical engineer.
Yeah.
Bags packed. Did you have a return ticket at that point or was it a...
I wasn't coming back to the country. I was immigrating.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Okay, so off you go to New York.
Yeah.
Did you have friends there? Did you have something set up?
No, I went on a program, like a teaching program to teach kids in a camp. So I had no family.
Good
grief. Nothing. Yeah.
Hey, that's a way to grow up fast, hey?
But I had a dream and I saw it in my head and I learned about the group actors and I just like saw myself on stage in New York somewhere.
But I read somewhere that you actually made it in 2008, so 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You made it into a New York Film Academy short film called Picture Perfect. You landed the lead role
there.
Oh,
yes.
Now, was that just fluke or are you that, I mean, just that you're that
no,
good?
No, I mean, the formula there is, you know, you actors that don't stop training. So you go to a studio, you learn and it's very hands on. And then you do, they teach you that out of every 40 auditions that you do, you only get one. So you're learning, you're working, you go to auditions. So I actually went to an audition at NYFA and for Picture Perfect and I got the role. I was supposed to play the older version of that lady, but then when the director cast like another lady to play the 14-year-old because she was 14 and then later on she becomes 26.
Okay, but your acting age is so young.
Then he went back to the drawing board and he's like, we're going to make you 14 and 26.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
So it was really nice. They built a little shack, some brownstone at the back of some brownstone in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn? How long were you in the States for, Nyale?
6 years.
Okay, so let's just, and I have to ask this, you don't have to answer it. While you were in America, did you have any time for you? Did you get to dates? Did you, you know...
Well, my first year, I dated someone who actually, he works for the NBA now. And how we broke up is he wanted me to be a housewife. He was a very nice guy, very nice guy. Actually, one of my, you know, when you look at someone, you're like, oh, gosh.
It's like the one that got this away. One,
yes.
Oh, man.
So we part ways because I wanted to go to drama school and he wanted like someone to
he wanted a Kardashian.
Someone to come home to, like, 24/7. So, yeah, I had him and so I was heartbroken. So I decided I'm going to put all my energy into working and going to drama school, going to auditions and doing shows.
And did you have to have a part-time job during all of this?
I had to work. I had to pay rent.
And what were you doing?
So I started out waitressing and then because of my chemical background, someone found out while I was waitressing that I'm that. And then they got me a job in a pharmacy and I worked in a pharmacy.
Sure.
So yeah, I worked.
And what caused the move back to South Africa?
It's something if you Google, you'll find out about it, but I don't want to talk about it at this point.
Okay.
But it was something painful. I didn't date for 4 years, and then 4 years later, I meet someone and I thought they were the one, and it turned out no. And that situation went south. And so I felt so lonely. I it was time for me to come back home.
Okay. Yeah. I think I have read about this and I think many women who do go and read about it will be able to see where you're coming from and understand this is a space. And I appreciate you don't want to speak about it. So I'm gonna move past this. But
if you Google me, the first thing that comes up, and you know when I opened up about it, this is not what I wanted to be the highlight of who I
exactly.
am. I'm not a victim, you know?
Well, then can I ask you one question? Do you think that you are a better woman today because of what you went through?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, so it was a stepping stone to who you are today.
Well, absolutely.
Who you are today, okay, from an outsider's perspective.
And also, most importantly, because we never understand why we go through things. I use that experience a lot for sense memory in my acting today.
And do you not think that bringing that experience back and using it for sense memory, does it not make you go through it all again, or is it kind of therapeutic?
Well, as an actor, you have to go through certain situations again. If your method is sense memory, you have to, you know.
In order to look authentic,
I
guess.
I have to make certain things look authentic. I've never, you know, I've never taken drugs.
Yeah.
But now I have to look like I'm a druggie. How do you do that? It's, you know, you have to use your senses.
Just quickly, have you ever contemplated just trying a drug because of the character? Have you ever thought, I'm not going to get addicted?
If anything, the character showed me that that's something I don't want to do.
Haha.
Yeah. I've never had... My weaknesses and my fallouts have been men. I've never had a problem with substances. I've never smoked anything in my life. And I mean, I had my first sip of alcohol in New York, like much later in my life. And last year I decided I don't want to drink anymore. I stopped drinking. So substances have never been my issue.
Yeah, but relationships are an addiction also.
Relationships have been an issue.
And I feel like relationships also quite a mirror to the things in ourselves that we maybe aren't ready to deal with or don't want to look at, or things in our lives. And often we attract a vibration that maybe we need to deal with in a different way. And someone once said to me, because I also did quite a horrific ex, and someone said to me, sometimes we get so caught up on the messenger instead of the message. It's like when the postman comes to deliver the post, it's like inviting him in to move in with your family instead of going, thank you for the message. And sometimes we do that. We meet a man, in our case a man, who has something that we can learn from, but instead we like take him in, you know?
I have a different view. I feel like we put ourselves in situations that we don't have to put ourselves in.
Yeah.
I didn't have to be with that guy.
Okay.
The same way I decided I don't want to be with my, you know, the guy that I thought was the love of my life who wanted me to be a housewife. You know, I decided, no, this is not what I want. Then I left.
Okay, so I wanted to just get back
I feel like we get ourselves in situations that we don't have to as women.
That's very true.
Yeah,
so however, but you do, even what you said, though, is that we can take from all of these things, because I do believe that we don't go through anything we're not supposed to go through. And even though it can be something that's painful, and yes, in hindsight, if we could change it, we would. But it's happened. Mm-hmm. And Yaleng, it doesn't matter how many Instagram followers you have or how much experience or money you have. You cannot change that past. Mm-hmm. So we have to come to terms and deal with it and know that he was exactly where he was meant to be in your life at that time for you to be you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you just quickly, I know that you've got to get back to set, but from the outside world, Yaleng has the perfect life. Online, you have hundreds of thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. You're on the biggest soapy in South Africa. I know that you get seen. We recently spoke to your on-scene, your on-screen boyfriend, Ney.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the two of you are, I mean, you are hounded when you go out.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gorgeous body. You seem to be rocking single momdom. Do you think that that life represents you really? Or do you see the disconnect between who you have to be for public and who you are at home?
I'm very secure. So I don't try to be something I'm not. So I knew when I was in New York that one day I'll become famous and this is what comes with it. So I made a decision that I'm going to approach the whole thing with humility, first of all, and then accept the attention that comes with it. So to me, it's not a big deal. I knew it was coming. You know, that's what I signed up for. So if I want to go to ShopRite in my flops, I go to ShopRite in my flops.
Yeah.
So I don't play characters outside of my job. I am who I am. And who I am is different things. It's one woman, but different things. So it's one day I want to slay. The other, I don't want to. Sometimes I want to be a mom. Sometimes I don't want to.
Yeah.
And so I don't live up to people's standards of who I am. I just come out real. And so I don't have to play characters out of my character.
Do you have a list of to-dos or something that you go to when you're dealing with negative press or negative attention? Yeah. What is your?
It's always why did I choose to do this? I know why. It has nothing to do with what the naysayers are saying. And I'm very grounded. I come from my dad is a reverend. So I come from a very religious
background
and upbringing. So I had my grandmother, oh gosh, I spent so much time with her, and I didn't realize it at the time, but she just spent so much time like laying a foundation, and I'm so grounded and I know who I am.
Sure.
So I always go back to who am I? Why did I choose to do this? You know? And I have a very supportive family. At the end of the day, that's who's important in my life.
Okay, so in one sentence, why did you choose to do this?
It's my calling and purpose. I'm all about purpose. I don't just do things.
Oh, goosebumps.
Yeah.
we are so grateful that you took time out. I know that you were, I mean, I literally saw you fly in here. You've sat down with me and you're going, a very happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome here anytime. Please know that you're welcome to always come and visit and anytime. And if you ever need to have an on-screen bestie, I'm the Caucasian you've always wanted in your life.
Okay.
Yaleng Tshibedi, thank you so much. You do need an umlungu on the show. Okay, we'll catch you on Ozalo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for the coffee.